So many of you are making changes in your life, and the changes are those that lead you forward on your path. And that is quite a beautiful thing, but we want to tell you about then what happens. Because of early programming and because you live in a patriarchal world, when you begin to move ahead or when you begin the search for the thing that is going to fill you and to make you happy, you will undoubtedly encounter something else that comes up along with that desire. And what comes up along with that desire is what we are going to call the limiting belief. And when you feel that limiting belief, what you tend to do, of course, is to become judgmental. I have this time and I'm going to make my life now. Oh, what is this thing doing in front of me, telling me that I don't know what I'm doing or blocking me from beginning to feel myself and my own power so that I can move forward? This does not mean the following things. It does not mean that you are wrong. It does not mean that you are bad. It does not mean that you will never have the things that you really want. It means that it is like a belief shadow that you probably grew up with. Growing up with it does not mean that it was necessarily in your family, but for many of you it probably was. It means that there is a stop energy for women who are raised in a patriarchal culture. You do not want to take this feeling or this blocking personally because it is not personal. On the other hand, you do not want to give it all the power either, because that is the thing that would prevent you from moving ahead. What you give the power. And that is what we want to speak to you about briefly. So many of the things in your life have not been able to move you in the way you want them to because you gave your power to a feeling or a belief or a person or a situation that lives outside of you. And when you do that, then you are not able to hold who you really are. And you get lost in your thoughts because there is nothing like a block to spin your thoughts around and around and around. And because you are intelligent women, what you do with that spinning is you begin to analyze. Now, in the past, you may have thought that was a wonderful word. In this situation, it is not. Because that analysis will send you spinning around the beliefs that have prevented you from moving forward before. And so to give this thing that feels bad and that tells you things that are not true is to prevent you from actually growing in the way that you want to grow. Now, we want to remind you that in growth, there are growing pains. That is something that your body experiences as you are growing up. And so the idea that when you come to your personal growth, you will be saying, oh, good, my personal growth is changing my life. That does not happen. So when that does not happen, let us not have an opinion about it. When your spirit and your energy are ready to change, ready to step up to a new plateau, you must expect something to say no. What you do not want to do is give that no all of your power, which means you must take a step back and say, oh yes, I know to expect that. I would, of course, expect something to say, no, you cannot move forward. You cannot do what you really want to do. You cannot find your heart's pattern again. That, of course, is probably another lesson, how to find your heart's pattern. But you must not give this thing your power because it is not true. Now, when you feel this, it is almost like you shrivel inside and become afraid. And the danger about not recognizing this as a lie is that you will then look for things and people outside of you to give your power to make this all better. And that will not work either, because your truth is contained in you, and in you when you are aligned. So gentle with yourself, gentle and kind, and not critical of yourself that you are going to meet this thing in the road, because women do. But rather to look at this and say, it is a lie, and therefore I can move around it. And move around it. Now, we will mention one other small thing here before you all change your lives, and that is you must not enter the change of your life with any kind of perfectionism. The reason for that is that the energy of perfectionism is based in fear, and fear does not expand you. Fear diminishes you. So if you are waiting for forward movement until it is all perfect, or until you are perfect, there will be no moving forward for you, because there is no perfect. However, if in the center of yourself you can find the desire for loving excellence, which is to say you want to move forward, and you want to move forward in the best possible way, then that is going to open doors for you, not close them. And we are going to call these for the moment the plateau teachings, because you come to places in life, in different parts of your life, and you are on a plateau. And that is your spirit and the universe calling you up, calling you to move closer to the light, closer to the power that was always intended to be yours. And what the universe provides for you when you call the universe is it provides for you love without limitation. Love without judgment, because what made you knows you. And so when you decide to step up to your next plateau, the universe is delighted, and the smile of the universe is all around your life if you will stay in alignment with it. So we wanted you to understand this portion of the trail that you are on now. And we will take a few moments and speak about this in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Make a straight spine and begin to breathe easily and deeply. Your breath is the life that was given to you. And where you send your breath, you send the force of your life and the gift of the universe that is your breath. So breathe. Breathe in love. Exhale fear. Feel a cleansing energy come up from the earth, and feel that cleansing energy come into your root center and wash the root free of any limitation it might be holding that would prevent you from creating your life and drawing up the support of the earth to do that. Feel the cleansing energy come into the second center and let it wash away shame and judgment so that the second center once again can cleanse and relieve you of anything that you wish to leave your life. Feel the cleansing energy rise up and fill the solar plexus. And let the water gently wash away any emotion that is not serving you, any emotion that holds fear or limitation. Let the water from the earth wash it away from your body. Feel the cleansing energy rise up and fill your heart. And feel the gentle water move over your heart and wash away pain. Wash away anything that might have constricted your heart, prevented you from knowing who you are. And feel the power of that cleansing energy to restore your heart center. And feel your heart growing again. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat center. And feel that cleansing energy wash away any communication that would in any way disrespect or limit you and who you really are. Feel that cleansing energy come up through your body and into the third eye. And let it wash the third eye, restoring your faith in what you know, what you feel, what you intuit. Let it restore woman's wisdom in your third eye. Feel the cleansing energy move up through your body and into your crown. And let that water open your crown widely. And as your crown opens, feel a bright golden sun shining above you. And know that this sun is the gift of the universe. And watch that sun's energy begin to tip and fill your body, opening your crown more widely so that you can receive abundance. Flowing into the third eye to expand your own power of knowing. Moving into your throat center, carrying the words of love and respect that the universe wishes you to speak to yourself, a reflection of the words they speak to you. Feel the golden light flow into your heart center. move across the heart and heal it. Feel it displace any beliefs that might have entered the heart that do not love you and help you grow and help you discern who you are and what is best for you. Feel the golden light move into the solar plexus and make a place for you to feel in a new way who you are, what brings you joy, what lights your own spirit. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And where shame and judgment have caught, feel that golden light restore the cleansing energy that is naturally in that center. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And feel in your root that the power to create is returning to you. Let that golden light now flow through your thoughts, through your body, down through your trunk to heal, down through your arms to help you choose your highest good for doing, down through your legs to let you know how loved and supported you are with every step that you take. And breathe into the return of you. And breathe the energy that created you. And in your fullness, feel the golden light move past your body so that you are sitting in an aura of golden light. And when you think of this, know that you are calling from the world what is good for you, what is best for you, what guides you and provides for you. All that you need to know as you grow in this next step of your life. Move your attention into your heart center. And see in a circle of golden light that a gift has been left for you. Rest the mind. Let your third eye tell you what the gift is. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. Know that you are you again, full and complete. Mm. When you've centered in your body, open your eyes.